Well, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his Labor rival Bill Shorten have made economic management a key issue in this federal election. But the challenge ahead may be bigger than anticipated. Three leading forecasters have now issued warnings about falling house prices and how they will see consumers close their wallets. But have the Coalition or Labor offered anything solid on navigating the expected stormy economic seas to come? Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
What began as a trickle of economic doomsayers has turned into a steady flow of mainstream forecasters warning of economic trouble ahead. John Daly is the chief executive of the policy think tank, the Grattan Institute.
For those classical musicians amongst your listeners, these are alarm bells going from piano to mezzo piano.
Earlier today, international ratings agency Moody's warned it expects, quote, housing prices to continue to decline moderately over the next year, ruling out any hope of a rebound in prices. That in itself may turn your stomach, but the forecast comes just days after the Reserve Bank revealed it's also getting uncomfortable with the pace of house price falls. In its latest financial stability review, the bank revealed it worries consumers will find themselves caught short when the value of their homes falls below what they paid for them, a phenomenon known as negative equity.
And so I don't think the Reserve Bank is saying, break open the emergency rations at this point. It's simply saying you need to be aware of this, you need to be thinking about it.
Economic forecaster Deloitte's certainly been thinking about it. In its latest quarterly business outlook report, it predicts Australia's economic growth will remain subdued well into next year and, like the other forecasters, points the finger squarely at falling house prices and the slowing global economy, something clearly already weighing on the Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen's mind, recorded here at last week's National Press Club address.
I'm an optimist that the trade war will be sorted, but I think about the implications if it isn't. You know, I think about the market predictions of a 60% recession in the United States over the next couple of years. I think about all that and think about what it would mean for Australia if those things play out. They're on my mind. I wouldn't say they kept me awake, but they're on my mind.
And the bottom line for all of the economic worries is that if they come to light, it'll be harder to get a job and even harder to pay your mortgage. Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten have both promised a steady hand on the economy. But economists say while there's nothing wrong with that, the harsh reality is that very little is within their direct control.
In terms of the things that will make the most difference to economic growth in Australia are things that they can't control.
I would describe them as having some influence but not control.
That's Jeff Warren, business professor at the ANU in Canberra. He agrees with John Daly.
If you look at the policies of both parties, they seem to be matching each other on the tax cut side, so there's not much differentiation there. But perhaps one of the key points of difference is that the Labor Party looks like it wants, has more commitment towards social spending, hospitals, schools and so on, which is a good thing in its own right. But what it does is it does run the risk that if the economy turns down and the budget turns sour, so we run into a bigger deficit, at least less room to address that situation through fiscal policy.
Deloitte Access Economics backs that up in its business report, arguing Labor's tax increases would result in less economic growth than under the Coalition. But what about the tax relief both Labor and the Coalition are offering up to voters at the lower end of the income scale? Well, John Daly argues neither Labor nor the Coalition are addressing the loopholes in the tax system that are squeezing households every day.
People who are, were earning $80,000 if they were working full time, but they're working 3 days a week and they've got kids in childcare and they're paying for the childcare, often they face effective marginal tax rates of 90 or 95 cents in the dollar. In other words, for every extra dollar they earn, they only get to keep about 5 cents. Because they give some away in tax, they give some away because they get less in the way of welfare benefits the more that they earn, or more less in the way of family tax benefit the more they earn.
They get squeezed from everyday high living costs, is what you're
saying. They get squeezed every way. They get squeezed in terms of all of those ways that the tax and welfare systems interact. They pay for childcare. The more they earn, the less they get in terms of childcare support from the government. All of those things come together that mean that for many people in that situation, it's literally not worth working an extra hour.
Has either side of politics addressed that particular concern enough, do you think?
Neither side of politics has even really mentioned it.
Later this week, China will show its economic hand, revealing how its economy performed over the first 3 months of this year. And then on Thursday, it's Australia's turn, with the release of the all-important unemployment rate for March.
David Taylor with that report.